Now to a story that was requested by listener, Bush Telegraph listener Margaret Logan. Margaret actually posed a question. Is the eucalypt the right tree if you live in a fire-prone area? There's no shortage of myths and stories around that the volatile oils in the native trees give it a propensity to explode. CSIRO researcher Dr. Andrew Sullivan has spent almost two decades looking at bushfire behaviour and combustion dynamics. Andrew, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Cameron.
How dangerous are eucalypts?
In the scheme of things, they're just as dangerous as any other vegetation out there that can burn during a bushfire.
They're not more dangerous?
Well, they have a couple of characteristics that make them much more difficult to deal with when they are burning, and one of these is the amount of material that they drop, the leaf and bark and twigs.
Mm-hmm.
And this can pile up and doesn't rot down very quickly. So over a number of years, you can get fairly high amounts of this material around trees. And when conditions deteriorate, that can generate an awful lot of heat.
Okay.
When it burns.
What about the oil content of the trees?
Well, they do have significant amounts of volatile, but the volatile itself in the leaves doesn't play a big role in the combustion of the leaf. Basically, the volatile evaporates well before a fire gets there, and the material that's left behind is the same as any other vegetative biomass, and it burns very well when it's dry enough.
Okay, but anyone who's had a campfire would know that if you throw a dried out eucalypt on the fire, it really goes off. Why is that?
Well, the critical bit there is the dried out. If you can get fuel that's dry enough, anything can burn, even rainforest litter. The critical bit there is getting the fuel combustible enough to actually ignite and combust and release the heat out of the fuel.
Mm-hmm.
Now, even with, as I said, with rainforest litter, if you were to dry it out, it will burn just as well as eucalypt litter does.
Okay. So this argument then that removing eucalypts or having less of them around settled bushfire-prone areas, how much merit do you think there is in that argument?
Well, the issue with the eucalypts is that, as I said, they drop a lot of material, and it's the material that's left on the ground that provides the predominant fuel for bushfires to burn through. So if you're going to have eucalypts around built-up areas, they need to be managed to ensure that fuel does not build up.
Mm-hmm.
Other species, such as exotic deciduous trees, they drop leaves on a very regular basis, and those leaves break down very, very quickly. So they don't have that residual fuel that can build up. But under really bad conditions, even those trees can burn.
Okay. But is it fair to say then that if you planted, say, plane trees or poplars or something like that, if you're not going to manage the area actively by cleaning up the bark and the litter, they are probably a safer tree to have around?
Possibly. The issue there is the maintenance. If you're not going to maintain the vegetation around your property, then you will end up with an increasing amount of dead material that is going to provide fuel for a fire when it comes. So the issues between having sort of a native forest garden or an exotic garden, the critical issue there is the amount of dead material that collects.
So would there be a danger that people will think, I'll have an exotic garden because that's safer, and you get a false sense of security? Maybe you don't pay the attention to the management that you need.
You could possibly, yes. I mean, the other thing to consider is that at the height of the bushfire season is also the height of summer in southeastern Australia, and you're likely to get periods of extended drought. And under those conditions, the exotic plants that you have may die and provide even more fuel for fires.
Oh, so you actually end up with a greater danger, potentially a greater danger.
You could possibly, yes. There's no simple solution to the issue of living with bushfire in Australia.
Because I've also read the argument that exotic trees could potentially be used almost like a fire break. So again, it must come down to the conditions and the maintenance.
Exactly. I mean, having a stand of trees or shrubs around the house can deflect the effect of the wind impacting on the house and also the firebrands that may be in the airstream coming from an approaching fire. But if there's any combustible fuel in that firebreak, windbreak, then there is a potential that windbreak can actually ignite as well. So you need to take that into account as well.
Yeah, okay. So what the clear message, if you're in southern Australia or the east coast of Australia or southwest Australia, somewhere that you're entering the bushfire season now, basically maintenance is the key regardless of what vegetation you have.
Exactly. If you can keep the grasses low and keep the residual leaves and twigs and bark clear from underneath the trees around your property, then you've got a much greater chance that the house will survive a bushfire if it does occur.
Yeah. All right. I know it's a much more complex issue than what we've touched on, but thanks for giving us those insights today, Andrew. Appreciate it.
My pleasure, Cameron.
And Dr. Andrew Sullivan, who's a bushfire behaviour and a specialist in bushfire behaviour and combustion dynamics. Andrew is with the CSIRO. And chatting to Andrew because listener Margaret Logan had requested that we discuss just what danger there is associated with eucalypts and bushfire.